Another expedition in a vast, unforgiving landscape has just finished. This week, three long-distance runners completed a 4,300-mile run across the Sahara Desert from the west coast of Senegal to the eastern edge of Egypt, 111 consecutive days. On average, they ran almost two marathons a day. They were followed by two cars carrying supplies and by a documentary film crew. They ran the Sahara, in part, to raise money for better access to clean water in Africa. We reached American runner Charlie Engel at JFK Airport in New York on his way home to North Carolina. He described the physical toll of running the Sahara.
You know, the calories that it took just to keep us going were off the charts. I mean, we estimated it would take about 10,000 calories per day for me just to maintain my weight. And really, that was an impossible amount of food to eat. So my weight loss for the first month and a half was truly significant. And then it actually leveled off.
How much did you lose?
You know, initially in the first month and a half, I lost about 25 pounds.
Wow. So that's the food. What about water?
Well, and in the water, we really, you know, water was a huge part of this expedition in more than one way. First of all, our own water and Gatorade. You know, we had to find a way to get water all the time. Very often we were able to buy large bulk amounts in towns that we passed through, but also, we were forced in many cases to go overland for, you know, up to 2 weeks at a time where we were not on any roads or passing through any towns. And, you know, really we had to find water wherever we could, the same really as the nomadic people do.
Were you able to stay healthy?
Moderately speaking, I was able to stay very healthy. I mean, the three of us all suffered from various injuries. Kevin and Ray had some pretty serious intestinal issues going on. And then for me personally, my hardest days did come, you know, right near the finish. You know, we really picked up the pace in the last, like, 4.5 days. It definitely put us in some real concerning situations.
This is such a huge stretch of territory that you covered. What kind of terrain were you running on?
You know, the terrain that we covered really was as varied as you can imagine. We crossed countries like Mauritania. We were probably 50% of the time on a paved road. Once we left there into Mali and Niger, we never even came close to a paved road. Whatever we came across is whatever we went through. Deep, deep sand, huge, massive sand dunes, salt fields, really just incredible. And then came Libya. You know, that was primarily paved roads, as was Egypt.
Well, you're heading back to North Carolina, and after you hug your wife and your kids, what's the first thing you're going to do?
You know, what's funny is I'm a big basketball fan, so I'm very happy to have made it home for the NCAA tournament. So I'm not usually a couch sitter, as you might imagine, but there will be some definite laying around on the sofa and watching some basketball games. You know, my boys are at an age, too, where they love it, so it'll be, you know, I've had this vision in my mind for 3 months now of just sitting on the sofa with those two guys watching basketball and laughing and having a good time.
Well, Charlie Engel, welcome home.
Melissa, thank you very much for taking the time. I'm thrilled to be home.
Charlie Engel and his two team members have just completed a 4,300-mile run across the Sahara Desert.